and you did not get Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the call this morning. Our scripture this morning is from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we are thanking God this Tuesday morning for his love and his gift. So let us all go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Father God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your precious gift for your Son, Jesus, who came down that we might have and came down and gave his life, that we might have eternal life, believing in him and believing in you. God, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for this call. And we thank you for the founders of these call, for this call and their obedience to say yes, giving us a platform where we can come forth every morning to start off our day with a word from you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for Artists International that brought us all together. We thank you for your continued blessings over the company, that it shall go and be a household word amongst everybody in the world. God, we thank you for your utter blessings all the time. We ask you for to cover this call this morning and to cover our speaker, to speak through them, Lord. Give us a word from on high. Empty them out and then replenish them so they can continue to spread your love and your word throughout the world. We ask your blood covering over this call that it should go forth unhindered and unabridged, and that we shall hear clearly what you have to say this morning. We ask these blessings, and we thank you in your mighty, matchless name, Jesus. And now, amen, amen. And I now shall turn the call over to our heavenly host. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one to this call. Now, let's hear from the Lord. Host, are you there?
Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Songbird. God bless you, and take it away.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for opening us up this morning and for seating us and greeting us and giving us our scripture for the day. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we thank God that he gave us Jesus, for Jesus is truly the reason for the season. So thank you so much, woman of God. I enjoy watching the God in you just continue to grow and grow each and every single day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I live in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with season greetings, because truly Jesus is the reason for this season. And as we are on the 20th day of December in 2016, we're 12 days away from 2017, we welcome each and every single one of you to this call, the Master's Call. We thank God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank them for their yes, which allowed for this call to be started on October the 25th of 2010, over six years ago. We thank God for what he has been doing here on the Master's Call, because many lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master. And so we thank God for each and every single one of you who have dialed in, and if visiting us for the first time, we ask that you will continue to join us each and every single day, Monday through Friday, at this divine and appointed hour. We stand on Scripture Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." We also have a website for our call, and that's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. If you have a prayer request, praise report, testimony, or question, or maybe you want to be a part of the Master's Call leadership team? Well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call today, we head over to the Artist Life New Morning Motivational Call. And that number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Also, if you are a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company, which is known as Artist Life, there is an extravaganza that will be happening, so make sure you put it on your calendars, March 3rd, 4th, 5th of 2017, here in California at the Los Angeles LAX Sheraton Gateway Hotel. So we hope to see each and every single one of you here. And if you're not a part of Artist Life and you want to be a part of the extravaganza, or you want to know more about what Artist has to offer, please, please, please get back with the person that invited you to this call and let them share with you how an appointment with Artist can change your life, but only if you let it. So it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I hope you have your Bible. I hope you have your pens and your pads and your tablets, and you're ready to hear what God has sent for you to hear this morning. And so our speaker for this morning, she is a kind, anointed, and intelligent woman of God. She is known as Minister Kai Brown. When I tell you this woman is amazing, she is amazing. She is the mother of Christopher, who is doing great things. He just graduated from college class of 2016, and he is going into pursuing his master's and doing great things for the Lord in the kingdom. He's definitely a young man who is in the kingdom, on fire, training to do what God would have purposed and planned for him to do in this world. She is also an engineer by trade. She is a pastor in the process. She is currently an author. She has a book that just came out, and if you guys are not connected to her on Facebook, please, please, please connect to her. Speak Life Ministries is who she represents and what God has given her in 2016. That is her greater and newer thing. Retreats are upcoming. I mean, when I tell you that God is doing greater and newer things in her life, they are, and they are manifesting themselves right now. So at this time, without further ado, it is a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor for me to bring to the line my sister, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning, Minister Kai?
I am. Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear all the way from Georgia. Take it away.
Well, thank you, my beautiful songbird, for hosting the call, and our beautiful silver fox, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I always want to honor the two amazing women of God who founded this call, whose obedience and whose yes have brought us all here together each and every day, and that is Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. But we leave the highest praise, glory, and honor for our King, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, where would we be? So we are just going to right into the Word of God today. And today's message is be grateful. See, we are in a season where people are thankful and people are this and people are that, but we need to walk around with an attitude of gratefulness. See, because from an attitude of gratefulness, we can then praise and honor and have joy unspeakable. See, not just gratefulness for the good, but gratefulness in all things. The word of God in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In all circumstances. See, we need to be grateful in all circumstances. Not just when things are going our way, not just when we're getting what we want, but in all circumstances. See, we need to change our mindset of how we view our trials, our tribulations, our situations, and our circumstances. See, sometimes we want to view them as negative when they're actually God preparing us for that next place. The lessons we need to learn to be able to go to that next level in Him. That extra tool God is adding to our belt so that we are able to apply those tools. See, sometimes we view those hurts and things that we see as negative in a bad light when they are actually God preparing us, giving us the tools we will need to deal with the next situation that comes up. So if we look at it as a process of preparation, if we look at it as adding another tool to our tool belt, if we look at it as a lesson learned so that we can help others either not have to walk the same road or walk it and see God can be on the other side of it. See, if we see it that way, then we can be grateful. And we can give thanks in all circumstances. But if we view it negatively, then how is it possible? See, we have to be like that one leper of the 10 lepers in Luke 17:11-19. It says, now it has happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered the edge of the of a certain village, there he met 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. See, the 10 lepers knew what they needed to do. They knew they needed to go to Jesus to get their healing. So then when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said unto him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. See, that one leper in that crowd was grateful and returned and praised God. He didn't leave it up to chance. He was grateful. He understood what he had received. And he wanted to glorify God for it, through it. We don't necessarily have to be thankful for the situation, but we have to glorify God through the situation. See, our attitude of gratefulness, when we are being grateful, then we can't talk negatively. Because if the gratefulness is coming from a real place in our heart, then we will speak life. See, an attitude of gratefulness, being grateful, is just being in relationship with God. Because God is just so amazing. And we have to realize that he is adding to us through these circumstances and situations. We're gaining something. We're learning valuable lessons. We're walking out things we need to walk out to be prepared. It's another tool for the tool belt. Hebrews 12 and 28 says, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Let us be grateful. See, the kingdom that we are in, the kingdom of God, cannot be shaken. So, yes, as Donald Trump was confirmed as president yesterday by the Electoral College and the results sent to Congress for certification on January 6th, let us be thankful, let us be grateful that the kingdom that we are a part of cannot be shaken by this. See, we have to be grateful for everything that God allows us to go through. We have to know and understand that he is preparing us. See, that's just the visual that he gives me when I'm in a situation, when I'm in the process of preparation, of just adding one more tool. There's your wrench. There's your screwdriver. There's your hammer. Here are some nails. See, each situation is a tool that we can use to help build the kingdom of God. And it's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And for that, we should be grateful. See, we have to be true to who and what he says we are. Psalms 103-4 says, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us. And we are his. We are his people and his sheep for the pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving. That word thanksgiving there is gratefulness. And his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. See, we have to enter in with gratefulness. We have to be willing to give him praise no matter what the situation or circumstance looks like. And for me, that was a huge lesson because I'm visual. I'm a visual person. I see things. And when the things don't look good, I have to remind myself. Give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 doesn't leave us an option. There is no if then. There is no maybe to it. It is a command. Give thanks, not maybe you should or you could possibly or it might be a good thing. It's very clear. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. All circumstances. And sometimes that's hard to do in our flesh. But if we take a step back and look at the things that we are going through the lens of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, knowing that he has overcome the world, then maybe then we can be grateful in every circumstance. Maybe then we can be grateful no matter what it looks like or feels like. We just have to remind ourselves that we are going through this. This is a part of our growing process. This is a part of our process of preparation. We are in this situation and circumstance to gain something, to perfect something in us. See, we have to be willing to go through it so that we can grow through it and get the lesson and add that tool as a permanent part of our tool belt. See, and then that tool belt becomes a tool chest. And the more and more things that we add to it, the more situations and circumstances we can help others through, we can bless others through. We can be that light or that example of what it looks like on the other side. So we have to be willing participants. I know I've been saying that a lot lately. You got to be a willing participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for you. Otherwise, it's just God's plan. So if you're not participating, then you are not working his plan. He has a plan for each and every one of us, and we have to be willing participants in that. And a part of being that willing participant is being grateful in all circumstances. Because if Jesus brought us to this circumstance, to this situation, see, we want to give the enemy credit for, you know, all of the bad things that go on. But sometimes, if we view it through the lens of Jesus, we see it as part of the process of becoming the people of Christ that he desires us to be. See, we have to make sure that as we are being grateful, and we are walking around with an attitude of gratefulness, that we show others the love of Christ as well. See, we don't know where that next person that we come across has been or what they're going through. But if we view it as a divine appointment and assignment, and we are grateful for that, and we give thanks in it because it's what Jesus has for us, then how we approach the situation or the person or the circumstance will change. I don't know about you, but I want to walk around with a spirit of gratefulness. I want to be able to say, thank you, God, no matter what. So as we fall to our knees and we ask him and we pray and we seek his wisdom, we should do so with a spirit of gratefulness. We should do so being grateful. If for nothing else, Jesus went to the cross to die for us. That in itself is a reason to be grateful. In every circumstance. Because no matter what it looks like today, in the end we win no matter what. So we need to check our attitude. Are we walking around with a bad attitude? Or are we walking around with an attitude of gratefulness? I'll leave you again with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances. Be grateful in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Minister. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for that powerful message. Be grateful. I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we praise your name. We thank you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, God, that you are a true and living God and that your promises for each and every one of our lives have not expired. We thank you, God, that you are a miracle-working God, and we thank you that you are the reason for this season. And so we say thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. Thank you for your power, your anointing, oh God. We thank you that your presence is greater than the presence which we receive, God, in our lives. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done, your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless us, that we will continue to be healed, that we will continue to walk in deliverance, that your salvation will be what we seek to fulfill in our lives, that your plan and your purpose for our lives, God, will manifest itself here on earth as it is in heaven. And so I thank you for each and every caller here on the TMC call. And I pray that you would continue to do greater and newer things in them and that your glory will be seen in their lives, oh God. I pray that each and every business, each and every ministry will be blessed mightily in the name of Jesus. I speak favor, blessings, and increase over them right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that every single need will be met according to your riches and glory, oh God, as we continue to seek you first in your righteousness. And I thank you for Minister Kai. I thank you for the message that you gave her on Be Grateful, God. And I pray that you would just fill her up until she overflows. I speak that sisters serving sisters retreat. I speak that when God births ministry will be great, God. I pray that people will buy the book. I pray that people will sign up for the retreat and that every single plan, every single vision, every single dream that you have given her will come to life as you continue to speak life through her and through Speak Life Christian Ministries. And so, God, we honor you today. We glorify you. We realize that we can't do anything without you, but with you we can do all things. So we give your name the glory. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. And it is done, and I decree it and declare it. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, the number is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the new morning motivational call, and that telephone number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Please don't forget to mark your calendars for March 3rd, 4th, 5th of 2017 at the LAX Gateway Sheraton Hotel here in Los Angeles, California. Please, please, please make sure that you are in the house. Also, don't forget to be back here tomorrow at this divine and appointed hour to hear what God will have for you to hear on tomorrow. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us this morning and opening us up in prayer. Minister Kai, thank you so much for that message. Be grateful. How powerful during this season where Jesus is the reason. And for each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has so called for you to be. And in this season, remember, Jesus is the reason. Minister Kai, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this 20th day of December 2016.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for so graciously hosting this call. Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for our time together and, more importantly, our time with you. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with us, Father. Continue to lead and guide us down the path that you would have us to go. Father, we ask that you continue to give us grace and mercy all the days of our lives. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask that we are able to walk in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, giving thanks in all circumstances. Lord, we want to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray and seal it in the blood of the Lamb. Amen, amen, and amen. We are so glad you joined us today. We look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.